how you're going to walk, how you're going to live, how are you going to conduct yourself. Man, we have been blessed in Campbell River. We are so blessed as a nation. You have no idea the difficulties going on in other places in the world. But God is saying to us, get ready, get your hearts prepared. I am about to act in the earth. He actually is doing it now. But he's saying, I will shake the nations. I am shaking the nations. I will shake the heaven and the earth. I will shake the powers and the principalities in the heavens. I am breaking down their power and taking their hands off things. You will watch chaos erode and roughshod over the earth because these powers and principalities are being pressed upon. But he says, I am the Lord. Know that I am God. I am He that created everything, and I will hold your hand and walk with you through every fire, through every raging river, through every water. You shall not get burned. You shall not get overflown. You shall not drown, but I will keep your hand and keep you high if you will commit your way to me. Whoa. Okay, that was a prophecy just came springing out of me. That's for you. That's for you. Will you do it? Will you do it? Commit your way to him? What will you do if everything collapses tomorrow and all the value and stuff that you borrowed and all the money that you owe, you can't pay it anymore. And you're just like, what? One of the things I felt from the Lord, and it's funny, there's other people feeling the same way, is Campbell River will end up being some kind of a refuge in this storm that's coming in. I don't know if it means people will, you know, we have relatives and stuff that are greatly in debt that live in Vancouver or another place, and we'll find that they you know, they lose everything and they have to come up here and stay with us and stuff. Like, I don't know what that means. But all I know is that the Holy Spirit keeps telling me there is a time of crisis coming that's coming upon us, and I believe it's this year, where we have to walk in faith, where he will keep us, where we need to love our neighbor and keep them, where many by the millions and millions will turn to God as we share Christ with them. Because the crisis that's going to happen. And Campbell River has something special from the hand of God on us and on, I will say this, on our city right now, on our city council and our cities. There's something special right now that I see and detect and feel the hand of God is with us somehow in what's coming. I don't know how it'll work. I really can't tell you. But get your life centered with Christ like you've never done before. Quit your grumping and complaining and start saying, thank you, Lord, for watching over me. You are good to me. Thank you, Lord. Give me miracles and show me how to deal with this situation. Man, a few years ago, I was praying because I was in so much debt. Lord, I need your miracles. I need your miracles. I was going backwards every year. And that's when God was teaching me how to trust him and how to walk in faith. And I learned things that I didn't know before. It's him. It's about life with him. It's about me and him and you and him. It's not about stuff. It's not about methods. It's not about how you do this and how you do that. It's about your relationship to Jesus Christ. He loves us and he will keep us. And you need to love him and walk with him and be diligent to remove every questionable thing out of your life so that you're a holy and righteous man or woman. Because he will watch over. He says, even in a time of drought and famine, we'll be like the tree planted by the waters, bearing fruit in every season. That's what he says. Can you believe that? Count on it.